From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. White House officials say President Barack Obama believes that Israeli and Palestinian leaders will not make significant progress towards peace by the time he leaves office in early 2017. Rob Malley, a White House National Security Council official, has said that the president has said, "We have to reach a realistic assessment that there will not be a comprehensive final status agreement in the remainder of his term, and there likely may not be meaningful negotiations between the two sides." All this as Obama prepares to host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. The summit is seen as an attempt to mend diplomatic ties and deepen the U.S. military relationship with the Israeli government, which strongly opposed the Iran nuclear deal. A White House official says Obama will also use the meeting to push Netanyahu for details on his policies towards the Palestinians. International airlines began prohibiting checked luggage on some flights out of Cairo Friday after several world leaders suggested a bomb may have brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt last week. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines said in a statement that only carry-on bags will be permitted on its Friday flight from Cairo to Amsterdam. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister David Cameron met in London on Thursday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi.
"We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb."
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.